we're going to tell you about something that is opening up here at the Children's Museum, right on schedule, right on time, naturally emerging calmly, and as the first exhibit, as part of the fine artists series here at the Children's Museum, the Artist Residencies. And Brant Wild and Jason Snyder are here with us this morning, and we're going to be talking about the exhibit. And we'll start with Brant, who's a brainchild, I think this is. Jason's the photographer, and Brant is the one, I think, that conceived the exhibit. Good morning.
Morning.
Tell me about this. It's called, the exhibit's name is One Light, Many Views. And what will people see?
So they'll actually see how their own eye works and how the process of light behaves, how the camera obscura works. Camera obscura is literally a dark room. So the experience of light is one that allows you to see how light behaves and get a feel for it.
Now, I seem to remember that our eyes see images that are then inverted, right?
Exactly,
I mean, there's a whole set of optical things that go on inside of our head. Are you trying to demonstrate some of that?
Right. I think one of the main ideas here, the premise, is that the more we look at nature, the more amazing things we find out. So, you know, just like the systems, the whole systems, the natural systems that are involved ecologically and biologically, this thing sort of is a testament to that. And, you know, the electrical impulses and signals in your brain that actually flip the image right side up. So all those influences that we don't pay much attention to, this is kind of a platform and an opportunity to come in and experience how that, the sort of the raw process of how we see.
Mm-hmm. So can you describe sort of physically what you've constructed to kind of give people
Sure.
a sense of what it is?
Yeah. So I have been interested in Buckminster Fuller for a while, and the structure is a 10-foot geodesic sphere. It's a geodesic dome, but it's the full sphere.
And that's usually constructed of equilateral triangles, right, connected to each other to make a sphere.
Yeah, so it's essentially the soccer ball model,
which
is actually a carbon.
Is that a hexagonal, like a benzene
molecule.
Ring? Or
so there's 20 hexagons and 12 pentagons.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the whole thing is made up of two different triangles. One is very close to an equilateral. Well, they're both pretty close to an equilateral, but so two different triangles, one for the pentagons and one for the hexagons.
And 20 hexagons and how many pentagons?
12.
Okay, that adds up to 180 degrees. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm adding up everything in the – I'm adding up to the angles. So each angle is 30 – that's very cool.
Yeah.
I'm doing the math in my head. I'm sorry.
Nice.
So you'll have this dome-like structure, and then what's underneath it?
So there's a platform that's about 8 inches off the floor and a ramp, sort of two low walls kind of just inviting and, you know, announcing the entry where you come up. And you can actually pass through a dark cloth and enter inside to a dark space. But it's bright enough because we're using a lens, which Jason can talk a little bit more about. But it's just a simple ground glass lens that allows for a brighter projection.
I'm now remembering Jason very well. He's from Panda Hills, I think,
from
right?
From Oakmont.
Or Oakmont. Mm-hmm. But Jason's son, Christian, was one of our first Pittsburgh Youth Media reporters with the acorn not falling far from the tree. Your son is a great photographer, and I remember Jason helping us with his professional photography skills during that period. So how are you involved in the exhibit?
Well, Brant and I met almost by accident, but I don't believe that it actually was. We happened upon each other on the street one day when I was photographing a building, and he struck up a conversation with me about the concept of camera obscura, and wondered whether or not it was something I was familiar with, and in fact I am. In what I do and the love and passion that I have for photography, it's really essential for me to continually be analyzing the way the light behaves, and not only where it is, but where it isn't. I spend most of my time working with large format cameras, and those large format cameras are those without mirrors. The mirrors in traditional 35 millimeter cameras are what does the inversion for us, so that our eyes see the image not inverted and backwards.
When you say large format, would this be like a couple feet by a couple feet, like a frame?
Anything larger than 35 millimeters is considered medium or large format. I work most often with an 8-inch by 10-inch Kodak view camera, which is just essentially what we have upstairs waiting for people. It is a lens on the front, a dark space in between, and the ground glass on the back for viewing the world as it's projected through that lens. So it, really, what you know, I can't help but see it as a photographic instrument. And so when folks are invited to walk inside of this sphere, that's exactly what they will see. The world, very simply, upside down and backwards.
That sounds amazing. And I've read a lot about large format cameras, and the ones as large as the one you're using, it's becoming harder to get film. My memory is that it's not manufactured as much as it had been.
That is true. More often than not, I work in a very old traditional photographic method called wet plate collodion photography. And in that method, I manufacture my own film on a piece of metal or glass. Here at the Children's Museum, we've chosen to use actually a more antiquated, an older photographic method, where I will simply be using photographic paper as a negative. And so I will be using that, the camera obscura, as a photographic instrument, and making large paper negatives that in turn will be installed later on in the month.
So we're talking about the exhibit called One Light, Many Views. That was Jason Snyder, a photographer who's collaborating with Brant Wild, who is another artist that's conceived this exhibit. So the camera obscura will provide this tiny little pinhole of light, and because of the narrowness and tininess, it will give you many different distinct views. And then the photographic process, because it's able to be used in low light situations, will allow you to document those views. Am I kind of getting it?
Well, yeah, I think so. In this case, we're using a lens, which is about a 6-inch, is that right? 6-inch diameter lens, which is just a simple ground glass lens. It barely has any curvature to it. So we're getting away from the pinhole, which we could swap out the lens for a pinhole. It's just it takes your eyes a lot longer to adjust before you realize the image. But it'll just be one image that's projected. So the many views piece is just about sort of how people behave and how that, you know, relates to the process and how you perceive things. You know, if you have a certain idea in your head, you tend to see that idea more than if you're thinking about a different, you know, topic. It can really influence how you see.
It's fascinating. And, you know, if you've ever wondered, is my yellow really the same as your yellow? We both call this yellow, but I wonder if what I see as yellow is really what you see as yellow.
Perception is a very powerful thing.
It really is. Yeah. But there's a video we've linked to if you go to slbradio.org and you look at our rundown towards the left. You can click and go to a video that Brant Wild has available that shows what's going on. And the exhibit opens today as part of the Fine Artist Residency Series at the museum and continues right up until the end of February through the 28th. You can enjoy exploring the interplay between light and darkness. It's a 10-foot geodesic sphere that you can get inside of. It should be fun. I want to let you guys go get back to work because I know you've got just a couple little finishing touches to put on. Anything else you'd like to add?
That's about it. Thanks a lot for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Pop in over the next couple weeks if you're going to be here. Let us know how it's going. And thanks for being with us.
You great. Thank you.
Take care. Give my best to Christian.
Will do.
And that is Jason Snyder, father of Christian Snyder, and Brant Wild from the One Light, Many Views exhibit opening today at Children's Museum of Pittsburgh.